Nobody.
Oh. So we have two crazy male models that come into the studio all the time.
Crazy Steve Vanda, actually, though.
Well, the only ones that we know. Steve Vanda, who, like, Colleen's scared and he ran away from an audition once. And male models.
Colleen.
And the other one is named Brandon Michael. So last time Brandon Michael was in, he's kind of a little bit of a hippie model. He was talking about sustainable farming and going on and on and on about it, but whatever. So he came in this week, and I said, what are you doing for the holidays? And he goes, I'm going to Mexico for the Mayan calendar. And I was like, oh, ooh, don't die. And he goes, I mean, it's not really a death. And then when he said that, the photographer came, Aaron came in. So we started taking photos. I was like, wait, I want to talk to you some more. Isn't that amazing? He was like, it's not really a death. Like,
what?
Not really.
Wait, what?
What do you mean? What are you
coma.
Talking about?
It's a severe coma.
I mean, I was making a joke, and I want to know what really happens. And will you give me your money?
Zorb will come down, and his flaming mouth will devour me.
I was robbed of a conversation with the crazy, which I adore.
Episode 65
and still alive.
It's episode 65. It's our holiday episode. It's the last episode of the year 2012. And we have a very special guest at the top of the show. Please welcome Hanukkah Harry.
Yay.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Hanukkah Harry, I didn't think you liked jingle bells.
I don't like jingle bells, but I do like jingle bell.
I think,
there it is. Okay.
I'm not sure jingle bells is necessarily Christian per se. I think you could probably still
use it. I doesn't like a bell.
That's accurate.
Think about
Hanukkah
it.
Harry.
Kozak, I said I'd be there with bells on, so I'm in.
Kozak, do you have anything you'd like to ask Hanukkah Harry for this year?
I'm not Jewish.
That's all right.
Do you want to ask him for Judaism?
Don't they do something different every day? It's like one day is like you get this kind of present, like one day is fruit day, one day is... I think every day they change it up.
Yes, like, yes, yes.
Is that true?
The eight days of Chanukah is the old ones used to pronounce
Are
it.
You guys serious?
I'm just asking.
Are we discussing the rules?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's what you're here to ask Hanukkah
I
Harry quote, for?
I thought they got something different.
I didn't know what... I just don't know what...
I mean, I'd be more than happy to tell
sorry,
you about
Hanukkah
every
Harry.
Single one of the 8 days... And just riff about that for a while.
Not necessary, Hanukkah Harry.
Why don't we get specific about the rules of Hanukkah so we can really go deep into your knowledge of Hanukkah? That's a really good direction.
I'm Hanukkah Harry. I have a very vast knowledge.
That's what I'm saying. You know we should use your vast knowledge in this subject to our advantage.
So why? I have a question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Why do they light the candles?
What the hell are we asking?
Oh my God.
Why do they light the candles?
Yeah, what is that? Why do they do that?
Oh my God.
Do you know why?
Because like you're offending Hanukkah Harry. You're making him not want to stay here.
No, I'll tell you why they do it. Because there was a war,
you
fool. There was a war.
There was a war.
Yes. There was a war, and they lit the candles, and it meant a ceasefire a long time ago.
You know, I'm not a historian, but I don't think that's right.
It is very right.
Hanukkah Harry, explain the yarmulke to Kozak.
What is the yarmulke for? What is it? I mean, I know it's a hat.
Well, I haven't worn a yarmulke in forever. Now I wear my shmeel. It's a big furry shmeel. I got it,
what
you know,
is
the first day of Hanukkah. It's very nice. It's from Russia.
what is a shmeel?
A shmeel is a big furry beaver or bear pelty hat.
It's the hat that he's wearing currently, Kozak.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Can't you open your eyes?
That's what he's referring to.
Yeah.
The hat that he's wearing.
So Hanukkah then what's Harry. The yarmulke for?
Well, as you know, my people, we're very, we have strengths and weaknesses. Down below, we're amazing. But up on top, yeah, we're just a little bit low on hair. So we put that there. Takes away the glare. Doesn't affect God none.
It doesn't affect God, none.
Like, sorry that I'm slipping into this a little bit. I've been watching a lot of Boardwalk Empire, see?
All right, Hanukkah, Harry, you have a lot of houses to visit?
Houses, mainly condos. It's more reasonable in Los Angeles to get a condo.
Of course.
In this housing market, I mean, come on.
Well, we're going to let you go, Hanukkah, Harry, but thank you for stopping by.
All right. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel away!
That was magical. Kozak, were you excited that we got Hanukkah Harry here for you?
You could tell by the questions he asked how excited he was.
It was
Oh, look who's here. It's George Back.
George Back.
Hey.
Guys, what's up?
How are you doing?
Have you ever seen George and Hanukkah Harry at the same place at the same time? I'm just saying.
Oh, is that the dude with the schmeel?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
He had 5 minutes left on his meter. He gave it to me.
Aww.
What a mitzvah.
Non-traditional.
What a mitzvah.
There it is.
Okay. Kozak. Wow. So, Kozak doesn't know what's going on here. This is our friend George. I don't know if you remember
him.
How
you doing?
I know George. We've worked together before on the thing with those people.
My bad.
Okay. There's a lot of ins and outs, a lot of what have you in our history.
Thank you.
We've done Shakespeare.
Lebowski. Lots of fingering.
Yeah. So, status updates.
There it is.
Wow, all right. Smooth.
So, we're going to kick this final status updates of 2012 off with something that I would like to title an epic about me. So while it's not a status update, it is about me on a Facebook profile. I am wondering if any of my family is still alive.
Oh, wait, sorry, to clear up, an about me is what? Is that a profile? Is that what you're
on
saying?
The Facebook profile?
Landon doesn't use Facebook. We have to remember on the Facebook profile,
you're filling out stuff, and one of the sections is about me.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, cool.
I am wondering if any of my family is still alive. Please respond. My mother was Sharon Stepp, dad was Charles, and my grandma was Esther, and my grandpa was Hal. If you are family, please respond. As a child, I was in the Woodlands, Houston, and Arlington. I'm looking for my Uncle Stanley and Aunt Caroline and my Grandpa Hal or any family. Hint, I was called, I won't say her name, by all family members. Jesus loves you all. All I need is Jesus forever. That sentence is in all caps. I'm celibate till marriage. I am Caucasian, wanting for, if God permits, a husband. Me, blonde and blue eyes, half Sicilian. I'm a little chubby, skinny lovers of the Bible and Jesus, and filled with Holy Spirit. No drugs, social sips wine, or toast communion only. If you are over 5'9 and under 190, skinny and chubby, good match. Must be in love with Jesus more than any human, believes every word of Bible, and wants to witness more everywhere without any pride.
Human, just more than any human? So that can only be one person then.
Dominic and Edward both. I don't get that. Where are you?
That's because you don't read the Bible.
Dominic and Edward both.
In Texas, single, want both. Quick marriage, celibate, till wedding night. Are you saved with Jesus' Holy Spirit in your heart? Well, just ask Jesus to forgive all from birth till present and ask him in your heart and ask Holy Spirit to live in you and change you more like Jesus. Tell Father God you believe he is the only God and you believe God in heaven was always and believe God created all in 6 days and Sunday is our day of rest. And don't pray to jewelry, statues, ask human men or women to she just typed a bunch of letters. Holy, living, and my favorite Bible rules. Music. Music.
One.
Love or songs that don't grieve the Holy Spirit, Jesus, Godfather, and Holy Spirit.
Godfather? A new blue eyes.
In parentheses, the only creator of light and stars and human and animals, creator God and son Jesus, loves everyone everywhere, period.
Wow.
I am God's messenger and will intercede in prayer for anyone, anytime. Really, please only call, and this is The rest is in all caps. For prayer, if you are Dom, Anthony, Antonella, or Ed Washburn, Stan, and Carolyn, or Ron, and Bev, or any family, 24 hours a day, I will pray for anyone. In Christ, I believe 2012 will be our year for all seeds sown into the kingdom to come back hundredfold by the blood. In Jesus' name, amen.
P.S. No minorities.
Oh, she sounds hot. God. She sounds real hot.
That was disturbing, that's almost.
No, do you think she'll do pick for pick?
That was sent in. I'm not friends with that person, unfortunately. Wow.
That is absolutely amazing.
Oh, absolutely. God. I think my about me is a dick joke. Like,
yeah. Wow.
I like that it started with I have no family and ended in all caps with all that.
Oh my God.
I will pray for you.
That was a journey.
That was a journey.
That really was an amazing amount of.
That was just,
you know,
so
what happened.
Information, I mean, information. Wow!
But do you think she was holding a poisonous snake in her hand?
Just going, God,
can we also talk about how picky Crazy was?
I know, picky.
6'1", under 190.
Very specific.
And be willing to put up with Crazy.
The creator of the light and stars. It sounds like fucking Game of Thrones, like the light and stars and the animals.
Amazing.
You know, it's just like,
God, here's the truth.
The light and stars.
I bet
she's
trying to make somebody jealous.
Who?
Like she was so specific that she's probably like, ideally a guy named John, and ideally with the last name Marconi.
You see
and
that,
ideally
Mario?
Ideally live on Baker Street.
You fucking asshole. See what you did to me? See what you made me do?
True story. If Landon ever leaves me, I will start a dating profile and just have that as my about me. Just copy paste. See what fucking happens.
Seriously. That'd be so funny. We should put that profile up.
We should just do that.
I should feel like I should leave you just so you can see. Just a social experiment.
Oh,
social experiment.
You have a trial separation. Just see how that works.
Ooh, this guy liked it. All right. Now into status updates.
Oh, man. That was wild.
All right. Hold on. Okay. Anyone know an inexpensive place for horseback riding lessons? I bought 10 lessons like 6 years ago, but I only ever used 3. Would be nice if I could still cash in on them, but I doubt it. Also, they were in Connecticut. This guy is out here.
I feel like time might have passed on that then.
Do you take out-of-state expired gift certificates?
I know,
third,
right?
Party, third party out-of-state expired gift certificates.
I mean, and 3 are used.
By the way, I ordered a burger back in Wisconsin, and they didn't bring me the fries. Could you give me some free fries?
Totally.
By the way, it was well done, and I asked for medium, so could you just cook up a burger for me?
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's just crazy.
That is crazy.
Honor all coupons for anything.
I
expired,
wish.
Expired, not expired, written in paper.
All right. Sorry, I had to pull this up. Okay.
Even if it's a napkin you used.
Just watched It's a Beautiful Life for the first time. Beautiful movie. Make every moment count because you never know whose life you're changing. Smiley face.
Well, here's a selfish bastard.
It's horrible. I'm sorry.
Michael Bublé and Blake Shelton, two of my favorite men.
Who's
someone
that?
Commented.
No, I want that fucking person's name. I want both those people's names, names placed on this podcast for shaming immediately.
This is one for Cosette.
Blake Shelton and Michael Bublé. Oh my God. How did they get those two guys?
Michael Bublé. I hope that my little man doesn't throw up anymore tonight, and I hope he stays in his bed. I really don't want to be puked on in my sleep tonight. Frowny face.
Happy Facebook posting.
Sir Kozak.
His old man? Someone said?
She's talking about her child.
Oh.
Little man. Is
her little man. Oh, I thought it said old man. I was like, is that her father?
Yeah, she's fucking an 80-year-old. And he had food poisoning.
Gross.
Thank you.
Money, I'm sick.
Alright, ready? I woke up to the worst news of my life. I lost the one man who always made me feel beautiful. F-I-L-L. And now I'm 18 and have no one to marry. You will be forever missed. We're monsters.
I was a junior in high school when I was 18. True story.
You were a junior?
I was held I was held back twice in kindergarten.
Oh, in kindergarten. Okay.
So I graduated when I was 19 and a half.
Embarrassing?
19 and a half.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Well, I mean, here's the question. If I was 18, would it have been embarrassing if I hadn't been held back twice? Because your initial reaction was like, what? Oh, held back twice in kindergarten, of course.
Well, because kindergarten normal. To me, kindergarten it's like...
Kindergarten was like easy.
If you were held back in like your junior year, if you did that three times, that's a different story.
I just don't understand what was so hard in kindergarten that you couldn't get out. Can you just tell me?
It had really high standards.
Oh, yeah? I went to a laboratory school for kindergarten. I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
A little bit of a downer story.
Wasn't it also in Nacogdoches?
It's in Nacogdoches, yes.
Yeah, well, see, that kind of negates the whole thing.
Whatever, I'm a genius.
That's a really serious time in Kozak's life.
Look, we're not saying, I'm just saying, kindergarten.
I don't want to hear that again.
Third grade, fourth grade, that's where you should get held back.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad. Kozak, you're more successful than I am.
Let's focus.
When you have a child.
Focus on this. What's going on?
I didn't mean to hurt his feelings.
We have a fatty update.
You don't hurt my feelings.
I did hurt his feelings.
I was 16 when I was a freshman. It was awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That's true.
I wasn't even 18 when I graduated.
How old were you?
Because you know what? I skipped first grade.
Ugh.
See, that's why we're sitting next
You're
to each
the
other.
Worst.
We balance it out.
I was normal. So there I am. I have a fatty update. Screw you, Bodega, for selling hot dogs with a 2-month-old manufacturing date on them. I know they are smoked and cured and vacuum sealed, but 2 months old on the shelf is not okay. I didn't see the date till I swallowed a bite. If my big day tomorrow gets ruined, I'm suing. Sorry, I just had to vent. Don't respond to this unless you have something reassuring to say.
It's always someone else's fault, isn't it, Fatty?
Fatty, wait. Don't be eating 2-month-old hot dogs off
a
bodega shelf
like a
and then complain.
The thing is if she's got a big day tomorrow, like it's like a special day. It's like training. It's like
fuck it. I'm just gonna get a bodega.
I'm
sorry, she's fatty.
My body.
She doesn't have a day off. Fatty doesn't have a day off. From eating shitty food.
That's who eats a hot dog.
No, that's not
from
true.
From a bodega.
She eats good food a lot of times, but she just, you know.
And keep in mind,
enthusiastic
this is packaged
about it.
Hot dogs. This isn't like a hot dog in a hot thing.
Yeah.
She's buying a package of hot dogs.
Yeah,
I totally understand.
I mean, I've eaten a lot
the day
of hot
before
dogs.
Our wedding, I wasn't like housing hot dogs from a bodega.
They call those,
is she getting married tomorrow?
Those,
no.
No, she was just...
Don't worry, Kozak. She's not getting married.
They call those sodium rockets.
I you just said that.
Sodium rockets. Ew.
I like hot dogs. Yeah, I'll just say it. I don't care.
We know.
All right.
I get them at the movies, usually.
Yep.
Oh.
I know. I do.
The
movie. I'll
get him
the
in
movies.
A ball game where they're really,
I really
cool.
Yeah.
Movie.
I really
want to
go to a
the
movie theater
floor.
And get meat.
I got it
that
at the
just
movies.
Seems...
Although the raw oysters at AMC are pretty good.
Very good.
I really want to use the toilet flush, but I've like used it so many times now. But you guys like, are really, out. Really
meat and movie theaters.
A lot of opportunities for
disagrees
me
with me. All right.
Okay,
ready?
One more.
No, we're good. I am so damn tired of being treated with disrespect. I do believe my marriage is over. Now if I could just get the asshole out of my house, stupid head of household BS, only thing he's head of is disrespect and hatred.
Praise Jesus.
Status update. That's, I don't know if I mentioned that.
That's not just
it's a status update. Guys, that wasn't a text I got from a crazy person.
No, that's a Facebook post.
I would prefer if it was a caption to an Instagram.
The picture's her
high
smiling
five.
With a clown.
She's like, oh. Or looking off like it's not a. Yeah.
My feet are overlooking the lake.
It's a glamour shot.
All right. I can say that if there is no Christmas for my kids, my son has one gift, but that is all. We will definitely be through.
This is sad times.
Yeah.
Sad.
Right.
Facebook could be sad sometimes.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, so this is one person, and this is between December 7th and December 12th. Ready? Mm-hmm. Please, Lord, help me hold it together until after my daughter's performance on Sunday, the following day. Well, my home life may be crap. My marriage is, if not over, seriously damaged. But my daughter's concert is today. First, she's playing with the fifth grade band. Then later in the day, we'll sing with the Methodist Church Choir. No. I'm so excited for my little bug. She's nervous, but I know she'll do great. Camera and extra batteries, check.
Wow.
Next day.
She's all prepared and everything.
Totally missed my daughter's concert.
Oh, no.
Just left the ER with a cast on my ankle. I fell bad walking to the square and messed up my ankle, my knee, and my back. Not to mention I hit my head. More details later.
My knee, my back.
I know.
My knee and my back.
My pussy and my crack.
Oh, $100,000.
Next one. Same day. I've lost too much this weekend. A husband, a best friend, someone else. What? I love that.
Someone else.
My best friend, someone else.
No, some of the guys.
The use of my right leg. Who only knows what from hitting my head. A lady across the street heard my head hit the road.
Heard her head hit what? The road?
How do you not put your hands out? You're just falling from standing. It's like you're falling off a fucking bike or a skateboard or being thrown from the car.
Wait. Did you guys just hear that head hit the road?
Yeah, right? Even though I was sent to the hospital via ambulance in a C-collar, and the doctor told me I could not have it off since my neck hurt, my head, neck, or back was never looked at because it was so busy. What an excuse. FML. So that was all one status.
Wow.
And on the 12th, headed to bed. My ankle is still hella sore, but things could be so much worse. I could have had brains to leave on the pavement. LOL, LOL, LOL. Can't wait to get the cast off. Then I'll really be able to sleep right again. Good night, friends. Someone commented. Oh, and then she commented on her own status. P.S. Crutches suck. Here's the thing. I loved the buildup. I loved. Nothing can stop me now. Nothing makes me happier on status updates than when people are like, things are going great. Tomorrow's the day. Everything's looking up. Nothing can stop me. And then
it's like train wreck. I mean, train wreck.
Train wreck is my favorite.
Train wreck with the best buildup. I mean, he's just like, you know what? I think this one's going to be different.
She's
anytime,
it.
Guys.
This is my girl. This We're going to be married. Girl. I'm in love. Things are looking up.
Literally 2 weeks later, I'm in court again, you guys. I can't believe
restraining order again.
I can't believe she got her second restraining order on me.
Oh, wow.
It's the best. Okay.
Oh, what a day that must have been.
Mm-hmm. We have some more status updates.
Okay.
True story. I just met a woman and she said this. I projectile vomited. What I seriously thought she said was this. I projected Obama to win.
That's pretty good.
The upside of having the stomach flu. Okay. I just finished watching All of Lost. Now I know what all you people are talking about.
Well, I lost 40 pounds in my job, but I get lost now.
I am human. I am spirit. This is all a great dream.
Jesus.
Veto.
I hope you die.
What?
I meant you. Sorry.
And one last one. Well, it's not very funny. I'll read it. Great. This was sent in from a listener. It breaks my heart to see my husband work with my best friend against me. What do they have to hide? I suck like that.
Just kind of sad.
What do they have to hide?
What do they have to
hide? You have to say it like this. What do they have to hide? Like we all know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that a bone or something?
Yeah, yeah.
It was.
What? You said that so assuredly. Like, that's the sound it makes. Yeah, when you... that's I hate that one. I hate that one. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what they sound like.
Speaking of...
That's how long they last.
All right.
Now News on the news.
News on the news. News on the news. News on the news. It's my job.
Lawyers for donkey sex suspect challenge law's constitutionality. Oh. Lawyers representing a Marion County man accused of sexual activity with a miniature donkey have filed a motion asking a judge to declare the Florida statute banning sexual activities with animals unconstitutional. So we actually now have two fucking Floridas. That was my bad. So
fucking Florida.
Totally missed the ball.
I know. I'm sorry. I messed up. Carla Romero, 32, declared last week that he wanted to take his case to trial. He is accused of sexual activities involving animals, a first-degree misdemeanor, after he allegedly was found in a compromising position in August with a female miniature donkey named Doodle.
Oh, I think we talked about this guy.
Nope. Different guy. Oh. There was another.
There's been entirely too much donkey sex on the show.
In the motion filed in Marion County Court on December 6th, the assistant public defender handled Romero's case. Joshua,
it's my
Wyatt,
right to fuck that donkey.
Scott Schmidt and Joshua Luckman wrote that the statute infringes upon Romero's due process rights. All right. Landon's zooming in and out of the donkey picture.
That donkey likes it when I have sex with it, and it's my right.
It backs an ass up.
The attorney claims that the statute deprives Romero of his, quote, personal liberty and autonomy when it comes to private intimate activities.
Hey, my donkey, you can't come here and tell me I can't have sex with my donkey.
I'm sorry, was it in a bedroom or was it outside?
I believe it was outside. Mm-hmm.
So if it was in the bedroom, does it make more sense to make it legal?
I'm just saying it wasn't private.
A barn could be private.
Your mom is private.
Then how did he get caught, Kozak?
How did he get caught? That's what we need answers.
We don't need any more answers.
Did he get caught?
I have this extremely graphic photo of him fucking the donkey.
I feel like
is that
we know
what you're
exactly about
for?
The amount of information
photograph?
I want.
What would you say if you got caught having sex with a donkey?
I don't know.
Someone walked in, what's the first thing you would say?
His name is Dennis and we're in love. Thank you. What would you say, George?
We
want
to know what you would say.
What did you say? What did you say when you were caught fucking that female donkey? His name is Dennis and we're in love.
I was like, if you think this is bad, don't go in the bathroom.
No, you didn't say it right. If you think this is bad, don't go in the bathroom. And then someone came in and went, ay. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I needed somebody to be like,
oh, it's Kozak.
Yeah. What?
You come in
well,
and go.
See, what do you think? What do you think the PETA people think about that? Because they think animals should have human rights.
I know.
And be treated like humans. And they want people to love animals.
It's true.
But just don't love they just need animals. A way. They have to gauge consent. How can a donkey consent?
What if it winks at you?
I know that.
What if it
winks? Yeah, it's just
at
like
you?
I gave it a couple sugar cubes. One thing led
and
to
then
another.
I gave it a couple of sugar cubes.
Maybe the sugar cubes had some GHB.
I don't know. That's pretty troubling. And I also wonder. I feel like it should be more than a misdemeanor because
it's Florida. Keep in mind that it's Florida.
Keep in mind.
I know, but
the bar is low.
If you arrest somebody for being caught publicly fornicating with an animal, do you think that they're no threat? Do you think they're no threat to anybody? Like, do you think somebody's like
they're threat to the animal?
I would consider them threatening. I mean, you know, keep your dog inside.
They should put them on the website.
It's a miniature donkey, too. Let's keep that in mind.
Oh, that's upsetting.
That's scandalous.
So it's kind of also like a Lolita situation.
Mm. No. That's good.
It's a miniature female
donkey. It makes it look bigger. It's like little hands.
That's inappropriate.
It's kind of just...
I don't know if you're worried about dick size.
It's like, yeah, I mean, really, all it is, fucking a miniature donkey would be just like masturbating a giant dick.
Question.
Really?
You need to stop that.
You just use both hands to kind of grip it on the outside.
Yeah, except it's going to kick you.
Is there a name for this
donkey? No, it likes it. Yeah, its name's...
Yeah, Doodle.
Doodle.
Doodle kind of sounds like a man's name. Is it a man donkey?
No, it's a female.
It's a female donkey.
It's a female dog.
Hey, Doodle.
Hi, Doodle.
She's pretty. Look.
Hi, Doodle.
That seems like a generic donkey picture.
So to change the subject abruptly.
Yeah.
We have a subject that we have not discussed on the show yet, even though it is December 2012. Doomsday phobia grows as world awaits December 21st, 2012.
Boom.
With December 21st, 2012 quickly approaching, people around the world are grappling with doomsday phobia and fears of an impending apocalypse. Friday, December 21st marks the end of the Mayan long count calendar. On this day, doomsayers believe the world will end. Some fear a wayward planet called Nibiru, supposedly by the Sumerians, will collide with Earth. Others point to a 2012 doomsday in biblical prophecy. I have to sneeze.
In what biblical prophecy?
Thank you. Oh, bless you. Oh, that's precious. Blah, blah, death. Despite the fact that NASA has debunked such apocalyptic theories, many are still worried about the end of days approaching. You guys, what are we doing for the last day, and what are your thoughts on this?
Last day?
Last day.
I'm working that day.
That's Do you Friday. Know that our studio is closing down on the 20th? And I'm wondering if my boss is doing it because of the end of the year. I was like, I'm here until the 21st. And he's like, oh, we're closing on the 20th. It's like, are you suspicious?
I'm thinking that's exactly what the reason is.
That, isn't that because it's like a Friday?
And George is like, it's 3-day weekend.
Well, it's a good thing we, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's a good thing we don't believe in that stuff.
Yeah.
Don't you?
No.
It's completely ridiculous. But I do worry that there's enough stupid people out there.
Yes.
To completely freak out and do something.
Like all the shootings that have been happening?
Yeah. Or the kid, you hear about the kid whose dad carved a pentagram into his back in Texas, in Dallas.
Yeah.
In Fort Worth.
For 12-12-12. For an abbreviated way of saying the date that was probably created.
12-12-2012, so it doesn't even make sense anyway.
Yeah. Accurate. I know.
So
it's
stupid.
Not, like if it was like not even anything. Times, yeah. It makes sense.
Medieval times. We just need to rewatch Cable Guy.
People That's are dumbasses.
That segment.
People are so stupid.
I know.
Don't ever go on jury duty. It'll just remind you of how stupid everybody is.
God, jury I love duty.
I got. I didn't ever have to go in. I just had to call every day.
I had to go. It's awful.
I mean, none of them are smarter than a fifth grader. I'll tell you right now.
Accurate. Jeff Foxworthy. It's a prophecier. All right, we have a fucking Florida.
Fucking Florida.
Another fucking Florida. Man kills roommate after argument over how to cook pork chops.
Yep, and the guy and looks exactly like handsome. He thought he would.
No.
Thomas Matthew Hahn was cooking up some pork chops Tuesday night. His inebriated roommate then got home and told Hahn he didn't like the way they were being cooked. The two got into a heated argument over it. Hahn then responded as any rational person would when their drunk roommate criticizes the way they cook pork chops. He shot his roommate dead. According to Holly Hill Police Chief Mark Barker, the 55-year-old Hahn confesses to shooting his roommate, Robert Eugene Gray, 35.
They all have three names.
Yeah, when Gray got home and began bickering with Hahn over dinner, Gray was drunk, according to Hahn. Huh. What?
What are the odds?
Back up. After the two exchanged some heated words about pork chops, Hahn pulled out his .22 caliber Ruger rifle and shot Gray three times, twice in the head. The two other roommates in the house, April Blank and Strangers Candy Blank, and Tim Stantemeyer, were in a separate room at the time and heard the gunshots. They immediately called 911. When police arrived, they found Gray on the floor, covered in blood, and Hahn sitting in a chair nearby. Hahn confessed to investigators that he was the shooter and that he and Gray had gotten into many arguments before, with most of them turning physical. Quote, wow, I believe line. The argument was about how to prepare pork chops, Barker said. Hahn said they argued, and he shot him. Hahn shot first. According Boom. To Barker...
That's awesome.
Nerd alert. According to Barker, the shooting occurred just before 10:30 p.m. Tuesday at Hahn's house. Blah, blah, blah. Hahn had been charged with second-degree murder and is being held... So, Kozak.
Give me them pork chops!
Have you ever shot somebody over a pork chop?
No, but I do like pork chops.
And George?
Yeah, it's just a step away, really.
No. I've never shot anybody over anything.
Pretty surprised. Landon.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah. Yeah. Three, maybe four people.
That's fine.
All of them roommates, oddly enough.
Hmm.
But only once was I drunk.
Cool. And you this make was good all pork in Florida.
Chops. Well, that's the thing is I make really good pork chops, so people don't usually argue with me.
They're really good.
That's right. They are really good.
I don't think Florida is on an upswing. I'm going to go ahead and throw that theory out there.
I think you're onto something.
I think that Florida is going to be the death of all of us.
I think you're onto something to that too.
Speaking of Florida.
Not soon enough.
So, we have a Craigslist Kozak.
Yay!
With a twist.
With a twist.
Can we get an announcement?
Craigslist Kozak. With a twist.
Dun, dun, dun.
So we have been doing missed connections. And a lot of times we will joke about what this person perceived happened and what must have actually happened. So I found missed connections that happened in Panama City, Florida.
Oh, Panama City, Florida.
And I would like Kozak to read it. And then Kozak and I, with the help of you two as side characters, will act out what actually transpired.
So should we do this with the
So I think you should read it with the accompaniment and then take that away. It's a double. It's a deuce.
Hey, I've had classes since you've been here last.
Kozak's had classes. I don't know if you know this.
I did UCB.
He is not showing improvement.
I am too.
You're showing improvement. That's good. Will you put your computer down so you can have this one?
Yeah.
I mean, not even a little bit of.
Be very careful.
You guys are being pretty rude.
Mr. McCool's work computer.
I spent good money on that.
I will kill you.
How little.
It's so light.
I almost dropped it.
I know.
Be careful. Because, are you...
George, I would like to say there are a shocking amount of misconnections that involve a woman being pregnant.
Please.
So, not really a missed connection.
You were pregnant, and I thought you were pretty.
Here we go. Are you ready? He's the one who missed the connection.
Here. Are
you done? Are we done?
Yes.
Girl at Walmart. Man for woman. 41. PC Walmart, Panama City. You was at Walmart, at the beach. We kept bumping into you. I thought you was a gorgeous woman. We spoke for a mint. If you see this and don't have a boyfriend, I would like to take you out to dinner and get to know you. Tell me what I ask you so I know you real.
Okay. That's the misconnection. Kozak's excited about playing that guy. Playing that guy. George gave me the computer. Alright, so obviously, Kozak will be portraying the man, and I will be the poor girl in Walmart. Alright. Oh, excuse me. I need to. Sorry, I'm just trying to reach.
Yo, girl, why you keep bumping into me?
I just wanted to get a trash bag, and you were standing in front of the trash bags.
You want to get a trash bag?
Yes, please. I just need you. Sorry, you if you can just scoot over me? A little bit.
Girl, are you real? Girl, are you real?
I just want to get a trash bag.
Yo, girl.
You know, it's fine. I think I might walk over to the other aisle, so I'm just going to walk over. All right. So.
Listen. I'm just the computer so I can remember more.
Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am.
Hi.
Give me
did
that.
You tell me where the beach is?
The beach? Yes, it's out the front door.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One sentence.
thank God I'm in this other aisle where the guy is.
Yo, girl! I thought you was a gorgeous woman.
Can I...
Listen.
I'm just trying to reach the shampoo.
You remember... You... Listen. Listen, I need to speak for a minute with you.
Okay.
You got one minute?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to do my groceries. I'm tired. It's
Yo, girl,
Tuesday
you have
night.
A boyfriend?
Yes, I'm a lesbian. I'm married. I don't know.
Girl, you have a boyfriend? Be real.
Yes.
You real?
Yes. I please let me get the shampoo. I've run into you 6 times in this Walmart, and I just want to go home. Will you please
you
stop?
You
want
to go to the beach? God. They got a All beach right, outside.
I'm
going
to go to the next aisle. Sorry. I need to get some cheese or something.
Can't be with something, ma'am.
You a gorgeous
Hi.
Woman.
Thank you. Which aisle is the cheese in?
Well, this guy has been wandering around. He's pretty cheap.
Is he still behind?
I want to take you out to dinner.
Can you stop following me?
He's unbelievable.
Yo, girl, I want to take you out to dinner and to the beach.
Thank you for coming to see
me. I just trying to do my groceries.
Hey, I got to ask you something. You need to remember, because later when I post on Craigslist,
you're
going to need to say what I said to you so that I know you're real.
What?
You're a gorgeous woman.
That's not a fucking question.
Attention, Walmart shoppers! There's a price drop on towels. Oh, price drop on towels.
Right, let's go get some towels.
No, God. Can I'm going to get towels. You were staying here.
I need a towel.
Then, all right, you go get towels. I'll finish my shampoo shopping.
In about 20 seconds.
What?
Clean up on aisle 8.
Yo, girl. You gorgeous. You're so gorgeous. I'll text you later. Yo, find me on Craigslist Misconnection. Biatch.
Craigslist Kozak, everybody. Craigslist Kozak.
I gotta say, jizzing in your pants to end the scene.
Something.
It's like Point pulling, Kozak.
It's like pulling the gun out.
Point know? Kozak. It's
he set it up with the towels. I give George the
well done.
I yes and the towels.
Oh God.
If I remember correctly.
Yes and the towels.
Yes and. Georgie boy.
Yeah.
We have one email.
We have an email?
We have an email.
For George or for me?
You're dumb. For George. All right. This is requested from a listener that we read it all the way through.
Okay.
Am I endangered of a lot of death on the 21st? Also, Kozak poops his pants, or so I hear. Discuss.
Who said that?
Yours, Colin, awesome and big penis Ryan.
Oh.
And in parentheses, all of the hot female models in bed with me made me write that. So I honored that request. I read it out loud.
He never saw me poop my pants ever in his life. He's just lying.
That means he did poop his pants.
He pooped his pants.
Colin just didn't see it. I'll tell you,
everybody who's pooped their pants in their childhood at one point.
Man, you really changed your tune really quickly, Kozak.
Everyone has pooped their pants as a baby.
It has been probably 25 years since I have pooped my pants.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay. Quickly, yeah. We all go.
What about like a wet one? Like a wet.
Oh,
wet.
God. I don't know. God.
I mean, I'm just saying.
You made her blush, George.
Oh, that's so
look
gross.
At that.
You know, it's just like you first moved to LA, you're eating all the taquerias. You know, you just. Whatever.
Kozak did have a little bit of the drippy butts.
When no, I didn't. That's not true. I had the exact opposite.
And drippy butt.
That was not, that's not what it was. Butt. You have completely misinformed our viewers of what my problem was.
I'm sorry, Kozak, all the Target food he was eating when he worked at Target.
I mean, that is just...
I mean...
This is not true.
I don't know.
Guys, I am my best audience. So I just got to put that out there.
That's this true. Has been a toilet heavy episode.
It really has. And it's not by my fault at all.
Yes, you are the sound of
it. Yes, I understand that, guys, but what am I supposed to do? Have you heard what you guys have been saying?
Trippy Mutton goes out sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Yeah.
God, it's so gross.
It's so accurate.
I was throwing up. It's totally opposite.
My favorite part about it was the fact that you had to make up all these excuses for how you sat in liquid so people wouldn't know.
That never happened.
You're like, oh, I sat in that Coke again.
Oh, I sat in poop again.
I gambled and lost, guys.
That's the last time I take the bus. Really, it is.
I gambled and lost.
Someone pooped in my pants. Wasn't me.
Guys, our last show of the year. George,
yes.
Do you have anything you'd like to promote or talk about or discuss as our special guest, George Back?
Hey.
Tell us everything about your life right now.
Our first repeat.
Repeat.
The first repeat in the history of the show.
Is that true?
It is.
Wow.
Second time.
First repeat guest. Congratulations.
George, congrats.
Well,
tell us the story.
Thank you.
We hit number 2 on Podomatic over a year ago.
I made you a plaque.
I was. Do I get my own name on a chair? Do I get a director's chair?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm
we'll
like now.
That.
I'm like the Tom Hanks of SNL.
You're like
on...
the Bette Midler.
You're the Alec Baldwin.
You're the Bette Midler to our what's his face, Johnny Carson.
You're the Bette Midler to what's his face.
All right. Okay, that's cool. Uh-huh. Yeah, I got There's an episode of Bucket and Skinner coming up on the 22nd.
Delightful.
So everybody watch. There's a marathon on the 22nd.
If we make it.
Ooh, yeah.
Good point. Good point.
Guys, I call it. I can see it. Continue.
You should have them pay you in advance.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, you can just, I'm sure you can bootleg it. Just go on YouTube. They've already done that at a screening.
They've gotten all the money out of that.
Check it out. Epic Christmas. It's a really, really funny episode. I have a really funny run-in with a goat.
Okay.
Don't we all?
Yeah. And other than that, start supporting Yahoo's original content because I help out.
Yay. Yay. So, definitely.
As I was telling him, I read Yahoo. Yahoo. That's my news, my news site of choice.
He's talking about the original content, but I bet I'll take it.
I mean, but that gets mixed in there.
Yeah, no.
Totally.
When Tom Hanks' show came out, they put that on the front page of Yahoo.
You know how usually when you click on a news story and it goes to a video, you kind of curse a little bit in your head? Just keep watching after you curse and see what goes on. Because there's some interesting stuff.
Seriously, sometimes though that is the truth. I do just want to read
and the video comes up. I'll be honest with you.
When we're at work and we're not even supposed to be reading, you know, you just don't want that video to play. And then you have to be like, I'm not doing anything. I'm working. I'm accounting.
Why are you masturbating at work?
Yeah, do you need a towel?
No, that wasn't masturbating. That was indicating urgency or embarrassment. Not jizz.
I'm glad we were able to tie the kids show I did for Nickelodeon in with this within 90 seconds of saying it.
That's 90 seconds.
Do you think
they'll
blast us? You think that they'll blast us on Twitter?
They'll
face blast
you.
Yeah, they'll blast us. Especially after this last 5 minutes. I'm really going to be all up.
Hey, if you're a fan of this kid show, you'll love this. You'll love Cheesy Blasters.
You're going to get fired.
You're going to get fired.
We're on right after Pinwheel.
Well, that's our last show. Anything else? Oh yeah, what else? Nothing.
Nothing.
Life.
Life happens.
Love, happiness.
I'm gonna be leaving my first pet I've had since I moved out here, James Earl George.
Your fish?
He's a beta fish. He's a double fin, half crescent moon beta fish.
Sure.
And he's the color
that
of the
sounds
thunder.
Delicious.
Okay.
And he's truly a jackass. He's like, I've never known a fish to have a bad personality, but this fish, he's grumpy, and he makes me hand feed him. Like, if I sprinkle it in his bowl, he just like lets it go, and if it hits the bottom, he won't eat it. So I have to like tap the top of the water and feed him like a dolphin.
That's amazing.
Jeez.
He likes you.
Well, so this who's taking care of him?
This guy I sit next to at work, or I used to sit next to at work.
Till he died? And now you're fishing there?
He lives in Santa Monica, so I'm like, here, you take the fish.
Okay.
Most of my friends are 2 years old.
Landon.
I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Two toilet habits.
I told him it had to, if it dies, he can flush it, but he has to put it in a little paper canoe and light it on fire.
That's brilliant.
Little Viking
funeral.
Because that's the way I'm going out.
Mm-hmm.
Not down a toilet, unless it's like...
Ideally.
A really, like, maybe a space shuttle toilet. That has
We may have giant toilets in the future that can fit
Why
human
is that
beings.
A thing that we need?
I don't know. If everyone... What if we all just want to poop in the same toilet? At the same time, in the future,
what if they replace?
I'm just telling you about the future.
You're the Ray Bradbury.
I'm just telling you that's what may happen. Don't be surprised if soon the environmentalists are like, we all have shit the same toilet at the same time, and we can only flush once. That can serve water.
Thanks, Arthur Clark.
Just telling you the future.
Why do you keep going with these?
I mean, there's so much water in the world; it's fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
We should all just.
You shouldn't
poop
worry about
in the
it.
Lakes and rivers.
Okay. I think that's
I have good ideas.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
That's guys, shout out, family. Well, I hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. Yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
We do like that.
I love how we're trying to be politically correct now.
I know. Praise her. We'll just be gone for 2 weeks, so you can still email us at the show at thatbeingsaidpodcast.com. You can still call and leave voicemails, 323-761-9382.
323-761-9382.
I'm on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter, @beingsaid.
@beingsaid.
George Back, are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter.
What's your little thingy?
George_Back, as in baby got.
And Kozak?
Kozak the winner.
And Landon?
@LandonMcCool.
And hey, if you're doing last minute Christmas shopping, you know where you can go? thatbeingsaidpodcast.com.
Go there and buy something.
We're
running out of stuff.
We have coffee mugs.
Mouse pads.
If we have
those are useful.
Hats.
An apron for your barbecue, for your winter barbecue.
Cassette players.
Do we?
VHS rewinders.
We have that rewinding machine, and when it pops up, it says that being said podcast on the inside.
Rotary phone.
We don't even cater to like hip back, like old things. It's like it's things that old. Nobody fucking wants.
Floppy disks. Just shitty things.
Floppy disks, a giant CD player giant that lights up.
Laser disc player.
Laser disc player.
Oh.
It's really exciting. We have a TV VCR combo.
Oh, that's a good
that's
one.
Cool. I have one of those.
A backlit too. Big screen TV.
What is this, 4 foot
one of those projector screen nice. TVs?
Yeah, it is. And whenever you turn it on, it says that being said podcast.
We have a pop-top VCR.
We do.
We got them all, baby.
We got it all.
All saying that being
and
said.
Also, first edition versions of Flight of the Navigator. So, it's going to be exciting.
Signed by Kozak.
Who was not affiliated with the movie.
I did see it. You know, I did throw up watching it, though, the first time.
What?
It made me throw up.
What am that I supposed
little,
to do?
Because
that
little Sarah Jessica snot Parker?
Alien, that little sick alien yeah. that had snot, it made me throw up when they were on the ship. I threw up when I saw it.
What? You definitely pooped your pants.
You definitely pooped your pants.
Oh, hey guys, God. Can I just say thanks for having me, by
the way?
Yeah, thank you for being
George.
Here.
I really appreciate it.
We love it's
good.
It when you
it's
come
good
by.
Good episode when yeah. you're here.
Hey, and who knows, maybe next year. We'll have a super fan episode.
Maybe
we'll have a Kwanzaa episode next year, and we can have Kwanzaa Carl or whoever.
Kwanzaa Dream.
You know, cool. I feel yeah, like was... guys, audio please. Blackface is a bad idea. I'm going to go ahead and put that out there.
Eddie Murphy broke the barrier.
What we did in the first 10 minutes of this episode was pretty much that.
It was pretty racist. Yeah.
What?
All right. All right. I'm Anna Youngblood.
I'm George Beck.
I'm Eric Kozak.
And I am a truly offended Jew.
Thank you guys.